God bless you. Praise God. Well, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And again, we are tagging today. Honor the praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you for being the living word, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, that we have breath to uplift your holy and righteous name this day. Father, we glorify you because you have given us another opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for thinking so much of us to say that you love us and that you got everything provided for us, oh God. So, Father God, we're lifting up every individual on this call this morning, and we say thank you, Father, for using them, for choosing them, and for blessing them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for using these two awesome women, Lord God, the vessels that you chose, Lord God, to direct them, Lord, to have this call, to have this prayer call every day that we uplift your holy and righteous name. Father God, we thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. Father, we're asking that you bless Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, for strengthening them, for blessing them, for healing them, oh God, for protecting them from all harm and danger. Lord God, we know that this is a new season. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. And Father God, we be careful to give your name the glory and the honor because, Lord God, you have predestined this day and the days to come. You predestined our victories already, Lord God, because you told us we have the victory through Jesus Christ. So we honor the living word this morning, oh God. We honor you, Father God, for dwelling in us and dwelling among us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that this prayer line go forth and that you anoint and appoint the man of God, the woman of God, that bring forth this word, Lord God, that you give them a double portion of your anointing this morning and that we receive and be hearers and doers of the gracious and mighty word. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for being in our midst. And we ask you, Father, that you bless our hands, bless our hearts, bless our minds, that we go forth to honor you in every aspect of our lives. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning, TMC family. And again, I love you and say God bless you. And now I'll turn it over to our host, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
I am. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he is doing in our lives. We are so excited to be here. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for giving us that awesome task for this morning, Honor the Living Word Wednesday, and thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed and powerful prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you on this seventh day of January 2015 with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I welcome each and every single one of you. The mission statement for this call is that when you dial in every day, your life will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master's Call, every Monday through Friday, we begin this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we take your prayer report, praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. Also, you have the ability to send in prayer requests even when we are not on this telecommunication sanctuary. Why? Because we have an email, and our email address, if you are out there and you have something that you want to say, maybe you have been sitting here and feasting and you want to share message with the TMC family, maybe you want to be a greeter and greet and host on this call, then we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we definitely will respond to you. We do have a website that you can go to as well, and our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And if you go to that website, you will see that all of our messages have been archived there on our website. You can get information about our speakers on there. Also, at this particular time, you can see that we have been fasting together corporately in unity on one accord since the 5th of January. So that means that we are going into 5, 6, 7, day number 3 here on the TMC. All of the prayer directives and what we're praying for can be found there, along with some scriptures and also some details as far as what you should be doing as you're going through this fast along with us here on the Master's Call. Every day immediately following this call, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. Once again, 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598#. Also, on Tuesday nights, I know it's Wednesday, but on Tuesday nights, there is a conference call that happens every Tuesday with Pastor John. It's the Pastor John conference call, Tuesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that number is 712-432-1212. Again, 712-432-1212, and the access code 774-766-352. Once again, 774-766-352. And that's Pastor John Alkaline Your Body conference call. So make sure you tap into that on Tuesday. Remember, today is Wednesday, so that means that it is the artist corporate call tonight, and that number is 712-432-0900, the access code 836-211#. That would be 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 Mountain, 7 Central Standard Time, and 8 Eastern Standard Time, the artist corporate call. If you are an artistpreneur on this line, please check your back office for information and details on what is going on in Artist International. And for those of you who are wondering, what am I talking about, please get back with the person that invites you to this call, and they will share more with you about what Artist International is about. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. It is time for us to hear this phenomenal man of God. When I tell you he closed this out on the last Wednesday of the month, he definitely did in a powerful way, and he is back the first Wednesday of this year to close us, to open us up with what God would have to say. This man walks, talks, preaches, teaches in excellence. He is out there in Louisiana, and he and his family are doing great things. God is so amazing, and he has an anointing on him that is going throughout the world. He is no stranger to this call, and if you want to hear more about who he is or see more about who he is, look at our website and get more information. But at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning this anointed and powerful man of God who is definitely a kingdom builder on the move for God, none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners, to all who serve faithfully on this call, to the founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We're grateful to God for each and every one of you. I want to get right into what we're going to speak on today, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. In all of the scriptures that I will refer to today are coming from the New Living Translation. It reads, "So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. But now let me show you a way of life that is best of all. But now let me show you a way of life that is best of all." King James said, "But let me show you a more excellent way." Since November of last year, my ministry has been engaged in the concept of kingdom revolution. It's who we are as kingdom builders. We've taken the responsibility of building God's kingdom. The one thing that we're constantly asking ourselves now is this: is there a better way? Is there a better way to do ministry? Is there a better way to be a parent? Is there a better way to succeed? Is there a better way to be a spouse? Is there a better way for me to be a friend? If there's a better way, what is prohibiting me from pursuing that best way? And it's with that in mind that I want to begin this new series, A Better Way, with today's focus being a better me. And I want all of you to get ready to see a new you. Get ready to see a new me. Get ready to see a new us. In the scripture we just read, Paul is speaking on spiritual gifts. He describes how they're varying members of one body. We're all part of the body of Christ, but serve different purposes. He details how the Spirit of God gives us the power necessary to carry out the will of God on the earth. So he talks about word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, speaking in tongues, etc. But after describing all of these spiritual gifts, Paul then states that there is a better way. And I wonder why the church in general stopped at the spiritual aspect and never truly explored the better way. I wonder why we can discern the demons in somebody else, but we can't identify the bitterness in our own hearts. Why is it that we have a prophecy for everyone else, but with the same mouth we can't speak two kind words to others? Paul is right. There is a better way, and that better way is love. In this series of messages, we're going to explore this idea of better. What is the best way? And as I stated earlier, today we're going to focus on a better me. Have you ever in your life blamed other people for where you were? Have you ever blamed someone else for failed relationships or for being broke or you being mad, or blamed someone else for your depression? I want you to go into this new year by snatching the power that you have over your life. Your life is what you make it. It does not belong to anybody else, nor do they have the authority to script out who you become or what you accomplish. People who relinquish this power find themselves making excuse after excuse as to why they can't do this or why they can't be that or why they can't succeed or why they can't progress. For those folk, it is always someone else's fault. And it leads me to the first thing that I want to share on this morning. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, verse 12, for sake of time, who told you that you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat? The man replied, it was the woman. It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit and I ate it. First thing I need you to understand is this: take responsibility for bettering you. Take responsibility for bettering you. Bettering, B-E-T-T-E-R-I-N-G, for bettering you. Here are the first two people on earth messing up, and the first man, Adam, was given instructions by God not to eat of a particular fruit from one tree. Out of all the trees in the garden, he was told not to eat from one of them. Yet the moment he was told not to do it, of course, that's what he wanted to do. And then his wife, the first woman ever, Eve, also gets curious about this forbidden tree. And she's alone when the enemy tempts her with the one thing that she wasn't supposed to have. And the enemy didn't outright say that she couldn't eat it. He just told her that the consequence wouldn't be as severe as she thought they would be. Anybody ever thought something wouldn't turn out as bad as you thought? We found out it turned out worse. Yeah, we wish we could get that back. For some years, we wish we could get that year back. Didn't quite work out like we thought it would. Eve eats the fruit, brings it to her husband, and he eats it. And I mean, I jokingly say this, but I don't blame Adam, because I'm not sure if I wouldn't have been able to eat it either. Y'all forget that she was the first woman ever, which means that they engaged in things that blew Adam's mind, and he wasn't trying to mess that up. He eats it, their eyes become open, and they realize that they messed up and they hide. God calls for them, and they finally come out. And God addresses Adam and says, where you been at, Adam? Adam begins to make all kinds of excuses. Lord, I knew I was naked, so I hid. And God says, who told you you were naked? Naked doesn't exist yet. You don't know anything about being naked. Instead of taking responsibility for his own actions, Adam blames his wife for his actions. If we want to better ourselves in this year, in this season, we must stop blaming other people for what we do or don't do. At some point, we must admit to ourselves that I am the reason I'm in this mess. I allow someone in and they wrecked my heart, but you can't forget that you let them in. I went with them and it devastated me, but don't forget, you went with them. Responsibility is simply the ability to respond. It is the authority that God has given to each of us that allows us to choose which course of action to take in certain situations. Don't let this be another year in which you just react. Respond. Don't merely react. The response takes time, whereas the reaction just happens. Guess what? God isn't responsible for making you better. You are. Your family isn't responsible for making you better. You are. Your friends are not responsible for making you better. You are responsible. If you want your life to get better, then you must be better. If you want your life to be the best life, then you have to be the best you've ever been. If you want this year to be the best year you've ever experienced, then you have to be a better you than you've ever allowed yourself to be. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, one of my favorite scriptures. Again, New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand, and his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. That's Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Here's number two. You are one decision away from a better you. You are one decision away from a better you. This is the natural progression from responsibility. If you want to be better, if you want to experience a better you, then you have to learn to make the best decisions in the midst of every situation. And the reason why that's important is because one decision can change your life forever. Just one, not two, not three. One decision. Think about every sudden change that has ever occurred in your life. Most of it was the result of you making a decision, the decision to get saved, the decision to eat differently, the decision to go back to school, etc. I'm telling you that you can decide now to be better or to stay the same. This decision can make your life heaven on earth or hell on earth. You have the power to decide what to do. The scripture always hits home because in verse 6, Paul says, don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing. Of course, me being me wants to know how it is that he can say that to anyone. Don't worry about nothing. After careful consideration, I realized that worry is a choice. We choose to worry. We choose to panic. We choose to stress. We choose to overreact. So if worry is a choice, then peace is also a choice. If panic is a choice, then being measured in our emotions is also a choice. If stress is a choice, then release is also a choice. If overreacting is a choice, then so also is thinking through my response. Pastor Chuck, that's easier said than done. Then guess what, y'all? Welcome to real life. A lot of stuff is easier said than done. Forgiving people of specific offenses is easier said than done. Loving your enemies is easier said than done. Praying for those who step all over you is easier said than done. Showing mercy to your haters and extending God's love to folk you cannot stand is easier said than done. Living life is easier said than done, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. Paul gives us the recipe right here in this scripture for our decision-making. He says to pray instead of worry. What do? We do the opposite. We worry instead of pray. He says to tell God what you need and then thank him for it. But what do? We tell him what we need and then complain that we don't have it. Then Paul gives us what we need to really make these decisions better decisions that will make us better. In verse 8, he says to fix your thoughts. When you can't seem to make proper decisions, especially in crucial moments, you need to fix your thoughts. Can anyone admit that from time to time you have some broken thinking? seems like everything that comes to your mind is thrown off, and you don't want to admit it, but your thoughts are broken. You take everything the wrong way. You see stuff in what people say that's just not there. Baby, fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Remember, you are only one decision from being a better you. You can right now decide to never worry again like you have in the past. Not talking about concern, I'm talking about worry. Concern is I feel a lump in my chest. Worry is calling everybody up to tell them that you're going to die. You calling your family in, even though you haven't even been checked out yet. Concern is the natural result of healthy anxiety when you get a call from your child's school that something was wrong. Worry is never letting your child go outside again. Man, you can choose to be better. You can choose a better life. You can choose a better tomorrow. You can choose a better you. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk 2 and 3. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Number 3. Don't become frustrated with the transition that results from change. Don't become frustrated with the transition that results from change. A few years ago, in the city I live in the greater New Orleans area, began a project on one of our interstates. They wanted to make the traffic flow a little better, so the Department of Transportation developed this elaborate plan that would change the flow from one exit into the actual interstate. They showed the city the plan. They showed us how it would look when it was finished. They showed us how beneficial it would be once it was done. Of course, people were excited because it was going to minimize the amount of traffic we experienced during rush hour. We could see the benefits that this project would bring to our lives. However, soon that excitement turned to frustration because in order for this to happen, there needed to be some temporary delays. In fact, there was a lot of delays. They had to carefully tear down one side while they expanded the lanes. Truth be told, the traffic actually increased during this time because certain lanes were closed due to the work being done. What happened? Stay with me. The same people who were excited about seeing the end result of the picture of the new highway were now complaining because of the delays. Isn't that just how we are? We praise God when he shows us the vision of our lives. We celebrate when we hear him say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. We get excited at the thought of being the lender. We get excited at the thoughts of being above only and being the head and being more than conquerors. But then when God starts the process, we start complaining because it seems like things are getting worse when actually God is making you better. We think that the enemy is taking stuff out of our lives when actually it's God saying, I need to remove these folk from your life because all they do is cause traffic jams for you spiritually. They block your blessings. They block your favor. Other people don't like to deal with you, not because of you per se, but because of those blessing blockers, and I need them to go. I know you're inconvenienced for a while, but the end result is worth it all. The Lord is taking too long, but that's why the scripture of the prophet Habakkuk tells us about vision, that if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it. It will surely take place. It will not be delayed. I'm taking stuff from you, God says, so that I can add things to you. Don't you remember when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added? I'm trying to add to your life, but in order for me to add to your life, I have to shift some stuff. Stop being so frustrated with transition. When this project was completed, not only did we experience delays, but the entrance to the interstate changed. The highway manifested how the architects planned it to. They saw it one way. Despite the delays, they stayed the course until it did what it was purposed to do. Now, all of that was fine and dandy. Stay with me as I close with this. But there are some crucial missteps that can happen as a result of progress in your life. I find myself from time to time, while I'm driving, I try to go to where the entrance of the interstate was. I try to enter the interstate the same way I used to. I would drive up there thinking that the entrance was still there when it was actually moved. And I would become frustrated with myself and with the architects. However, it was my own fault because I kept returning to old behavior in a new situation. And see, God is trying to give us, he's like, look, you're entering into another year, but don't go into that old, this new year with old thinking and old confessions and old belief systems. You have to open yourself up because I've shifted and I've moved some things around. And if you try to respond the same way you did in 2014, you're going to mess some stuff up. You're going to miss your entrance. You're going to miss your opportunity, your door being open for these great blessings and things that I have in store for you. So you have to make sure that you make the adjustment to where I am now, what I'm doing now. The old process won't work for this new movement. The old tactics won't work for this kingdom revolution. That's why we're exploring a better way, because there are certain things that we've been doing as a body of Christ, and God is like, I've already shifted from that area. I just need you to find out how I'm moving now. I'm the same God. I didn't change, but what I did for you all, actually, I shifted some stuff, and we're frustrated because we're trying to go about this new way in old behavior. If you want a better you, then you have to change some things about you. There is a better way. There is a better way, and that better way will lead to a better me. God bless you. I want to turn this call back over to my dear sister. We love you. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Be blessed.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck Brown. What a way to start the new year off. In that new series, A Better Way, A Better Me, I will be calling you back to the line to give us our benediction after the prayer and these and announcements. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We honor you. We give you the glory. We thank you for allowing us to see this day, the seventh day of January 2015. And God, we know that there's a purpose and a plan for each of us in this day because we woke up this morning. And so we thank you. We bless you, God. And we know that we cannot do anything without you. We thank you that you are our joy, that you are our peace, that you are our strength, that you are our friend, that you are our provider, that you are our refuge, that you are our Jehovah Jireh. And God, we bless you. We exalt you. We thank you that you are our living word, Father. So we thank you for Pastor Chuck. We thank you for him positioning us, Father, to be kingdom builders and kingdom revolutionizers on this day. We thank you that he has spoken to us so that we can be better. God, we are determined to be better beginning this day, Father. So anything that's in us that's not of you, Father, we ask that you will remove it right now in the name of Jesus. And I lift up this morning to you Rainey and her family, the Robinson family, Marie Preston and family, the Trotter family, the Washington family, the Stowers family, the Henderson family, God, the TMC family, the artist family, right now, God, I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, and I pray that greater and new things will happen in their lives and that we will be great as you have allowed us and predestined us to be. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So I thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I want to invite you all also to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, will be embarking upon a new thing. She is going to be having a master class on spiritual self-love. And you can go to her website, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and you will see a beautiful picture with information on her master class, which will begin on next Wednesday. So go to her Facebook page for additional information, or also check my Facebook page or Dr. Vanessa's Facebook page, and you will see information there on the master class. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 5395-98. Pal, don't forget, tonight is Wednesday. It is the artist corporate call, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 6 Mountain, 7 Central Standard and 8 Eastern Standard, and that number is 712-432-0900, and the access code is 836-2000. 211 pound. We thank each and every single one of you for dialing in and the replay for the TMC call, 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677 pound, because I know you want to go back and listen to this word again. Pastor Chuck, come on and give us our benediction for the day.
Father, for everything that we've experienced today, we're grateful for it. Every word that we've heard, every prayer that was lifted up, every praise that was sent. I ask, oh God, that you will bless our lives and cause us to prosper beyond our wildest imaginations and to experience your peace like never before. We love you so very much for it. This will be the greatest day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.